Good morning, this is Frida Liu, is Raising a Game, and Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab joins us on the first Friday of the month. Happy New Year to you, Jeevan.
Happy New Year, Frida.
Exciting New Year ahead. Today's topic Indeed. Is the big four of achieving your business and personal goals in 2017. And I guess along the way, if you have any questions, you can always WhatsApp us at 0162019000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, here's the thing, right? People often, very often, don't achieve the goals they set. Why is that? And this is day six.
There you go.
A lot have fallen off the wagon already.
Well, it really comes down to a couple of things. Firstly, when you set goals, these must be goals that you're absolutely compelled and excited to go out there and achieve. Sometimes people set goals for the sake of just setting goals because it's a new year and it's something they're not really compelled. Second is structure. You have to have a structure that will enable you to actually achieve your goals. You need to put the structure in place because having just the goals is insufficient. A good example I can give you is, let's say you want to buy a property and you want to save up to buy a property. Just the intention of wanting to save up to buy a property isn't enough. You need a structure. You need to allocate a bank account and every month deposit some money into that bank account from your salary or from your pay every single month. And then now that structure is enabling you to generate sufficient down payment to buy a property. So same with the goals. You have a structure. Here's a simple structure for you to do. One is, once you've got that list of goals that you've already set, every month on the 30th of the month, sit down, pull out that list with your pen and paper, and then do an audit of the goals. Write down the percentage completed on each of those goals. So now you have the beginnings of a structure. Have a file where you accumulate information on all your goals, things that you can review, things that you can go through, things that you can study. Have books that you're going to read. Have courses that you're going to attend. So put a structure in place. So that's the second reason. The third reason is what to work on, which is what I'm going to address today. Mm-hmm. So very often, people are all pumped up, all excited, set their goals, but they have no clue what to actually work on to achieve those goals.
Okay.
And that's where today's session comes in.
Okay.
I'm talking about what I call the big four.
Mm-hmm. Now, before you get there, right, and I guess the people, the two kinds of people, some people say, I've got no goals, okay? I'm just saying, some people, they're obviously not listening to this show.
They're not
right?
listening
or people
to my
say,
show.
I just, you know, and they're just like, you know, I don't think it makes a difference. There are people like that, right? And I guess you can't change.
Well, again, you see, some people will say things like, and I've heard this often,
they'll
say
I got no
like,
mood.
Yeah, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like setting goals. Or why should I bother? No, I want to be free and then I want to be flexible. So they associate a lot of negativity to goals. What you don't realize is that we are goal setting and achieving organisms.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if you go to the supermarket and you want to buy bread or milk, you've set a goal. And when you go for a holiday to Penang or Singapore, you've set a goal. And then you go about achieving that goal. So it is actually in us to set and achieve goals.
It's in our DNA,
goals.
Right?
So why not be very intentional about it? Why not go really big? And also, goal setting will change your life. It will completely change your life. I've been doing this now for 17 years, more than 30,000 people. And the number of goals that I've helped people set and achieve blows even me away. It still does. I've achieved so many of my own goals. And I'm telling people, I say, you're really missing out if you don't want to do that. So it's just like someone saying, I just don't ever want to eat chocolate again. You're really going to miss out.
You know, okay. No, and I just want to talk a little bit about, I'm in a state of flux, you know.
Yeah. So again, people often download all kinds of things into themselves.
Yes.
For the reasons of not wanting to go about setting goals and achieving big things. So they can come up with, I'm in a state of flux, or life is tough, or it's a bad year, or whatever it is.
Whatever.
Yeah. So I say, look, draw a line in your past and just keep saying this. My past doesn't equal my future. My future is what I create from now.
And I've visually, and I know, like, even sometimes, of course, you know, we have our bad days and good days, and I always have this visual image of this stagnant water, you know, and if there's no goals, you're just going to stink.
Yeah, you're not going to change. You're not going to inspire to do more for your life. So give yourself some time to sit down, to come up with some goals, and then go about achieving. So today I want to look at
how do you
actually achieve your big goals. So once you've set all your goals, what are the things you can do to achieve those big goals? So I've narrowed it down to what I call my big four. So here's the big four. So one, whatever goals you have set for your business or for your personal life, and hopefully they're big goals, they're goals that you're passionate about, you really want to get. And again, just one last note on that. I often get asked this question, is there such a thing as an impossible goal? The answer is, there are no impossible goals, but there are impossible deadlines. So say someone says, I want to be a millionaire. Can. Millionaire by this Friday, 2 p.m. The deadline's a problem. Somebody says, I want to lose 20 kilos. Can. 20 kilos by tomorrow night. deadline's a problem. Okay. You see, so it's not the goal that's a problem. The deadline's a problem. So your deadline for the goals you're setting in 2017 is the 31st of December 2017. So keep that in mind as you set that deadline, and then now you go all out to achieve your goal. So here's the big four. So the first of the big four is skills.
Okay.
So now you're looking, you've set your goals. Now you've got to ask yourself this question. What are the skills that I need to master in order for me to achieve the goals I've set? Now, for each goal, you may have different kinds of skills that you need to master. For example, let's say you set a sales goal of 2 million. You're a salesperson and you want to close 2 million in sales and you're really pumped up and all excited. You're not going to get that goal unless you improve certain skills. For example, one of the skills could be your rapport building skills.
Hmm.
So you need to make a list, an audit of all the skills you require to master in order for you to achieve that goal. So for a sales of 2 million, one of the skills would be your rapport building skills. Another one would be your asking question skills. Your skills of asking the right questions and moving in to close the sale, or your skill of building value around your product or service. Many salespeople don't close their sales because they're absolutely horrendous at building value. And sometimes when I coach these guys, I see, wow, they just can't seem to ask the right questions, or they can't build value around their product or service.
Which I guess, you know, sort of makes me, you know, say you need the skills. What are skills I need to achieve my goals? What if I don't know what skills I need to achieve my goal?
If you don't know what skills, then don't work so hard. Easy. Find someone else who's already achieving goals that you want to achieve
and find out
what skills that they got. So whatever it is, like say for example, you want to learn to be a really good cook. Why crack your head in thinking what are the skills you need? Go look at someone who's really good at cooking and figure out what are the skills. Something as simple as the utensils they use, the way they cut the fruits and vegetables, the way they throw the food all into, what kind of pots and pans they use. And
watch some Nigella Lawson videos.
Some of that. So, I mean, again, you see, you need to get real with the skills. Like back to the salesperson example, when I tell a salesperson, say, look, pay attention to the skills you need, like building value around the product, generating desire, overcoming objections. These are all skills. And the good news is every skill can be improved with practice. And this is very, very good news because most people say, well, you know, Jeevan, I'm not born a salesman. I say, well, is there a gene for sales? There isn't. It's a skill. I'm not born a good husband. Is there a gene for good husband?
These are the common one. I can't be good in sales. I'm an introvert.
So I say, look, if you believe that being an introvert doesn't make you good in sales, then that belief is a disempowering belief. It's not a belief that's helping you.
Yeah.
Either you go and find out who are the introverts who are getting a whole lot of sales out there, or just tell yourself, give yourself a new belief. So tell yourself, look, there are just 7 or 8 or half a dozen skills I need to master and I'll be brilliant at selling. And go and find out what those skills are. Do a bit of research. And once you know, begin the work. And it's not difficult. For example, let's say you want your marriage to be really, really great. One of the skills you've got to be really good at is empathy skills, communication skills. And you can't run away. You want a great, great relationship with your child. One of the skills is this your management of time. Because if you can't manage your time, you'll have no time for your child. So these are areas that people often don't like to confront.
Yeah.
So give yourself a day or spend a night, 2 days in a hotel somewhere or in a resort somewhere with a pen and a paper and with a book. And write down, do a real audit on your goals. So that's the first area.
Right.
First area,
okay.
Skills.
The second area will keep you all on your toes in just a moment. Jeevan Sadeem from Leverage Lab. Again, if you have any questions, you can always WhatsApp us 0162019000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Razor Game. BFM 89.9.
Best for marketing. BFM 89.9.
It's Race Again. Good morning. Frida Liu here. I'm all motivated already. Just a couple of minutes with Jeevan Sadeem from Leverage Lab. It's the big four of achieving your business and personal goals in 2017. He's got four of them. We started with skills.
That's right.
You know, gave him
so the first one of the four is skills. So just some last notes on skills. Three things you got to ask yourself. So what skills do I need in order for me to achieve my goals? Second question is, how will I get it? So how am I going to go about achieving those skills? And third question is, who will help me? So either a friend, a coach, a mentor, someone out there who's going to help. So that's the first area, skills. Second
Before
area.
Before that, you know, and I guess they can refer to a previous podcast. We said, hi, Jeevan, is there a New Year template? Also going to do 6 months review.
That's a nice. Well, whoever that person is, go and listen to last month's podcast of mine where I did the 16 questions. I came up with 16 questions to help you review your year. So go and listen to those 16 questions, write them down, and use that. Use those 16 questions to review your 2016. And that's an excellent way to review your year as you prepare yourself for 2017.
Yeah. You know, while you're there, of course, you know, download our app.
Yeah. Download the BFM app. It's great that you guys have the app now.
Okay.
All right, so let's move on. So first one, skill. Second one is beliefs. Now, when it comes to beliefs, you need to understand something. Everything out there, it's a belief. But there are only two kinds of beliefs. There's empowering beliefs and disempowering beliefs. Yeah. So either the belief empowers you and makes you rock and roll, or the belief disempowers you. So you need to pay attention. As you go about to achieve your goals, you need to pay attention to what kind of beliefs do you hold. Many people have written down really excellent, awesome goals, but they have very negative beliefs about the ability to achieve those goals. So here's my secret for you to develop really good, empowering, rocking beliefs. References. The key to having better beliefs, the key to believing better is references. So what's a reference? Mm. So think of it this way. Think of a table with four legs. The table is the belief and each leg is a reference. So the more legs you put to the table, the more solid the table becomes. So if you look at it, every belief in your life, you believe simply because you had a reference. You may believe in God because you had a reference, that you prayed and your prayer was answered. Your parents brought you up to believe in God. You had references. So get good references. So once you've set down a goal, say your goal is to achieve, again, 2 million in sales, as an example. Now go and get some references. So saturate your brain with some very important references. For example, go and watch some TED Talks about it. Go and watch YouTube videos on people achieving goals similar to what you want. Go out and buy some books on sales. Listen to what the authors have to say. Listen to more of my podcasts. I've got 8-9 years worth of podcasts. Go listen to it. Listen to lots of podcasts. Hire a coach. See, all these things are giving you better references. And you need to understand that your current references are insufficient. So in order for you to achieve the big goals that you set, your current references very often are just insufficient. So get some new references. Like someone says, Jivan, I'm too young to be successful in business. I said, look, go get some references of young people being very successful and you won't think like that anymore. So get some references. So I remember when I first started in sales many, many years ago, I was really lousy at it. And so I had two choices. One, remain lousy and, and feel it's a terrible world. Or two, get some references on how young people can be really good at selling. Mm. And that's what I did. I went out and I would talk to people I met who were very, very good at selling. And I would ask them questions and I would write down the answers. And I was blown away and I thought, wow, I can do that. So the simple thing to understand is this. If someone can do it, you can too. This talent is overrated. So if someone can do something, you can too. But you must find out what is it that they're doing and how they're doing it. And today we're really blessed because of Google. You can Google just about anything. So you can find out anything you want to find out. So get some really good references and then you'll find that your beliefs will start to tremendously improve. So the first area was skills. We spent some time on that. Second, beliefs. Now we're going deeper. Third one is values. Now, what's a value? A value is what you hold to be important. A belief is what you hold to be true. A value, on the other hand, is what you hold to be important. And we are our values. In order for you to achieve your goals, you need to pay attention to what it is that you value. So let me put it to you this way. What you value got you here. What you must value will get you to where you want to go.
Huh.
So I'll say it again. What you value got you here. What you must value will get you to where you want to go. And this is very, very important because you see, why you are here, where you are right now in your life, everything, all the successes that you achieve or failures is because of what you value. So where you need to go, you need to start to value some new things. So let me give you some examples.
Yes, please.
Let's say you want to be very successful in your business. Here's something you've got to value, and like it or not, you just got to absolutely value this and hold it so close to your heart. Marketing. But let me go deeper here. Not just marketing, daily and weekly marketing. So I get entrepreneurs coming to see me and saying, Jivan, you know, I want to be successful in my business. I say, how much marketing do you do? Once a month we send out some Facebook ads or something. You can't do that. You've got to value daily marketing activities, get your team together, do things daily, whether it's email marketing, networking, telemarketing, or whatever it is, social media marketing, daily marketing and weekly marketing. You've got to value that. And if you want to be very successful in your career or your work, here's something else you've got to value, early rising. Wake up early in the morning. Waking up at 10 is not early. So waking up early in the morning, try and beat the sun. Get up before the sun is up. You see, well, that's going to be hard in summer in England, but the sun's up like at 4, I think, or 5, so that's going to be a bit tough. But yeah, beat the sun. So that's a nice goal.
You're in Malaysia, no excuse.
Yeah, exactly. Sun's up at about, what, 6:45? Yeah. So yeah, beat the sun. So value new things, value selling, value team trainings. Train your team. You see, here's something. If you want to lose 20 kilos, value cooking. So you see, often you got to learn how to cook yourself. So value weight training. You see, you've got to ask yourself.
Now it's not time to value potato chips.
don't value those burgers as much. but the thing is, you got to determine this question here. What do I need to value for me to achieve the goals I've set? What do I need to value and really hold close? And this is something, you know, like someone said, do you want to improve my relationship with God? Value praying. Value time alone. You see, this is no mystery here. Now, you've got to really figure this out. You've got to know what is it that you must value. Just saying I want that relationship is not gonna make it happen. You've got to look at what you need to value. You see, if you say you want a better relationship with your spouse, then ask yourself, what do I need to value? Maybe patience is something. You know, you got to really look at it. So when you look at work, you say, okay, I want to be really good at my job. What must you value for you to be really good at your job? So different job, different things. Like, for example, if you're a doctor, you should value knowledge. You should really value knowledge. You should be reading medical journals. And if you're not doing that, then your knowledge could be severely outdated. So you want to value that. And if you're in a restaurant, you got to value customer delight. You see, so values, I find, is absolutely incredible. And yet, so many people don't pay attention to it. Let me give you another example. Let's say you want to be a multimillionaire. Now, I get this question asked a lot. Someone says, do you want to be a millionaire, multimillionaire, and every other type of millionaire out there? It's really simple. There are only three ways you can make money in this world. That's it. So if you want to be a multimillionaire and above, you've got to value these three things, and you've got to participate in all three. And that is BRP, business, real estate, paper. So you have to value business, either employer or employee, value your participation in business, however you're participating in it. Then you have to value real estate, which is the purchasing and acquiring of properties, value buying real estate, and value paper. Paper would be things like shares, unit trusts, options, futures, everything else out there. So if you want to build serious wealth, you need to value participating in all three.
Right.
Value all three, and that's how.
And when you say value, also, like you say, oh, I have no idea.
Back to skills again. Back to skills again. So there are courses, there are books. We live in a very exciting times because Google can help you with so many things. Yeah. So it's a really good time. I mean, if you want to be really great at the violin, value deliberate practice.
Right.
So you see, so we spend a lot of time on values because it's just absolutely critical.
Okay.
Now, a last one.
Before we get the last one, we've got a WhatsApp from Justin, and says, Jeevan, how do you keep a proper journal achieving personal goals? That could be next month's topic.
Well, let me just address it a little. Hi, Justin. So the question was, how do you keep a proper journal?
Yeah, in achieving personal goals.
Okay, well firstly, buy a really nice exercise book. I'm a fan of leather, so I'll buy nice leather ones. To get a really nice exercise book, or Moleskins are really nice. And then, again, there's no real such thing as proper. But what I find is important is deep reflection. So every day, as often as you can, if not every day, every other day or every week at least, write down your reflections. Write down the things that bother you, the things that excite you. Make it really deep. And pour everything out. Do a complete dump from your head onto the paper and then look at it. And then write down what you're going to do about all of these things. So there are many ways to go about journals. I think I'll address this deeper on another session. But yeah, that's something you can get started with. All right, so let's go to the final area, identity. The final area, identity, is simply this. So we looked at skills, we looked at beliefs, we looked at values. Now we look at your identity.
And of course, you know, as if you got any questions, you can always WhatsApp 016-201-9000.
Cool. And your identity essentially is this. It's your self-image. It's how you see yourself. This, more than anything else, will have a tremendous impact on whether or not you achieve your goals. It's how your entire self-image, how you see yourself. Many people see themselves very poorly. They see themselves as useless, as clumsy, as inefficient, and all that. So you've got to learn how to develop a better identity. So how do you do that? I've got two things. Three things you can do to develop a rock star identity, an absolutely awesome one. Here's the first one. Visualize better. So spend some time every day, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, doesn't matter. But spend some time every day visualizing and seeing yourself achieving your goals. So, for example, if you wanted to shed 20 kilos off your body, see yourself slim, fit, running about, walking about. See yourself, because the mind will often
bursting with energy, vibrant with energy.
Yeah, there you go. The mind will often gravitate towards what you hold in your mind constantly. So if you keep holding a vision of you achieving that goal and you keep seeing that, your mind, your body and mind starts gravitating towards that. Too often people hold in their heads reasons as to why they can't achieve something. So visualize every day, spend some time visualizing, and it's very, very powerful. In fact, the people who say this doesn't work are the ones who've never tried it. So spend a lot of time visualizing. Play some music if you must. You call it your solitude hour or something like that. So that's the first step, visualizing. The second step is verbalize.
Okay, before we get the second step, okay.
You have a question?
You have a question here. and this is from Max. He said, "Hi, Jeevan, how do I improve my self-discipline to work towards my vision?"
Hi, Max. Again, self-discipline, I think the first step is to record down what are the areas you do require self-discipline, because clarity is power. So record down, write down what are the areas you require self-discipline in, because the word by itself can be very misleading. So, for example, maybe you require self-discipline in waking up at 6 a.m. So that's the first step. You write down what are the areas you require self-discipline in. Then write down three to five things you can do for you to develop discipline in that area. So, for example, if you need to wake up at 6 a.m., go buy 4 alarm clocks. I mean, go and get those really loud ones. You know, don't use the alarm clock on your iPhone. That's just not as effective as those huge old school loud alarm clocks. I remember when I was training myself to get up early, I had this one alarm clock I bought from a Pasar Malam for like, I think, $20 or something. And it was so loud, it could wake the dead. And I would get up with a heart attack just wanting to switch that off before it rings. It was absolutely hilarious. And I would put it across the room, so I'd walk. And it was terrified each morning, but it worked. Yeah, it worked. So that's it. So back to the identity. So first one, of course, visualize better. Second one is verbalize. So verbalize, I'm going to give you two things you need to verbalize. One is your I am statements. Have 10 I am statements. For example, you say, I'm handsome, I'm a millionaire, I'm tough, I'm self-disciplined. And you say, now the first time you say it, for example, the first time you say, I'm a millionaire, your subconscious mind's going to go, yeah, right, have you seen your bank account? That's what your brain's going to tell you. So you just tell your subconscious brain, thank you for sharing, and then you say it again. You just say, I'm a millionaire. And you say it with passion. The key word here is actually emotion. So you say it with passion and emotion so that you say it like you believe it. And after a while, this starts becoming you. So the I am statements are extremely powerful. The second one is I declare statements. And so the I am statement is a current statement. It's a state, a current state. And I declare statement is like a prophesizing. You're prophesizing into your year. You're prophesizing into your business, into your career, into your work. And it's like a future state that you're bringing forward to the present. So for example, you say, I declare 2017 to be my best year ever. I declare this property to be my property one day. And you keep declaring. It's very, very powerful. And the trick here is really two things. One, you say the same things again and again. So you have a list of 10. And two, you say it with emotion. You put a huge amount of emotion to it.
I declare.
Yeah, your list of 10 I ams and your list of 10 I declares. And you say it every day, all the time, everywhere you go. And you keep doing this. And then you just see for yourself what it does to you. It completely reshapes how you behave and how you think and how you act. It will change everything. Right. But the key, again, remember what I said, is to say the same things and to say it with emotion.
Okay.
So we've got 4 things here.
Right. And I guess, you know, before you go into that, what we're going to do is we're going to have the Bursa update and a couple of questions coming
okay,
in.
Cool.
So, you know, stay tuned. You're listening to Raise Your Game with Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab, BFM 89.9.
Built for marketeers. BFM 89.9.
Yes, you're still listening to Raise Your Game, and we're not letting go of Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab. Of course, he's here the first Friday of every month, and you know, we're discussing the big four of achieving your business and personal goals in 2017. If you've got questions, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp at 0162019000. We've got 2 other questions, which we'll get you to address in just a moment. But did you want to?
Yeah, so we'll just sum it up. So, summarize in achieving your goals, the big four. First one is skills. Look at all the skills you require in order for you to achieve all the goals that you have set. So for each goal, there may be a half a dozen skills that you need to to work on to get that goal to be achieved. Second, we looked at beliefs. So what are the beliefs that you need to hold? And in order for you to hold better beliefs, get better references. And that can come from books, courses, radio shows, TV shows, TED Talks, whatever can give you a better reference, immerse yourself in it. Third, we looked at values. What are the values that you need to embrace? What do you need to value in order for you to achieve your goals? So those goals that you set, start thinking, what must I value so that I can achieve those goals? And finally, we looked at your identity, which is made up of two components. One is your visualization, how you visualize yourself better. And two, your verbalization, how you'd use your I am statements and your I declare statements. So these four things, and you get cracking at it, you're going to start gaining some huge momentum towards achieving your goals.
Okay, so there's this Kevin. He says, hi, Jeevan, do you find physically writing down visions, goals and action plans absolutely necessary instead of putting them down in an Excel spreadsheet?
Again, I've had this question asked very often. Some people say, can I just use a software for this? Can I write this here? I find the answer is really simple. Whatever works. However, having said that, there's something magical about physically writing with a pen and paper. There's something absolutely, you've got to find this out for yourself. So yes, if you can do both, put some stuff on an Excel spreadsheet. If you can, by all means, enjoy it, do it. But also write physically, because there's just something magical about it. And again, let the scientists spend some time discovering why. So let them go figure it out.
Even though the writing's a bit rusty. Okay, we've got to go back to basics. And then we've got a question from Aaron. What advice would you give to anyone contemplating between continuing a day job or going into entrepreneurship?
Now, I'm very pro-entrepreneur, so I'm a little biased here. So I'm pro-entrepreneur. But keep in mind this. If you want to go and become an entrepreneur, four areas that you must absolutely master. Otherwise, you're kidding yourself. And here are the four. That was Kevin, right? Mm. So here, Kevin, here are your four. Marketing, sales, Marketing, sales, system, and team. Mm. So these are the four areas that you must absolutely master when you head into entrepreneurship. For example, just because someone loves baking cheesecakes, it doesn't mean they'll be successful with a cheesecake business. So when you open a business in whatever area you're passionate about, you can't run away from these four areas: marketing, sales, system, and team. And I've done a lot of shows on all of these things. Do look back at some of them. But again, hire a coach. Get a business coach. It's always going to speed up your journey.
And you can find him at facebook.com.
You can look for me. I'm on Facebook. So, keep listening to the shows. Keep your learning up. Get magazines, books, courses, whatever you can do to get your learnings. And go out there and have a tremendously successful 2017.
Well, thanks for being with us. And, of course, he'll be with us the first Friday of next month. Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab. The Big Four of Achieving Your Business and Personal Goals in 2017. Well, I'm excited.
Awesome.
A racy game, BFM 89.9.